Chapter 8, Devotional 11. Have I become your enemy? Responding to the truth. In Galatians 4, verse 16, it reads, Have I then become your enemy by telling the truth to you and dealing sincerely with you? I had been hired originally by the company president, David, to work with his team and to assist one particular VP, Thomas, to prepare for a potential promotion. Tension had existed between them and escalated when David informed Thomas I was going to be his coach and that he had a choice. He could work with me and try to improve or be fired. While he was not happy about the arrangement, he elected to go along. It was not long before their conflict heated up. David called to talk about a performance review he planned to address with Thomas. I explained that I saw the same behaviors and could understand why he was unhappy with Thomas' procrastination in addressing several tough issues. David asked me to talk to him first. I said I would. I called, and suddenly all the distrust and anger he felt for his boss was now directed at me. 2 days later, he sent an email inviting me to meet under the pretext of apologizing and clearing the air. When I arrived, I could see all the signs of corporate ambush or termination. He escorted me to the VPHR's office and closed the door. For an hour, I listened as he railed about all the things he was unhappy about. It was very clear that I, too, had become his enemy because I dared to tell him the truth. I see now that Thomas allowed negative emotions to control him. Finally, the pressure became too much. One afternoon, after meeting with David, he packed his things and walked out, sending his resignation via email. His abrupt departure left his team confused and upset as they tried to process his unprofessional behavior. Perhaps now they were his enemy as well. How do you handle the truth when it comes? Do you view the messenger as the friend or enemy because he shared the truth and dealt sincerely with you? Lord, thank you for giving us truth and grace in Jesus. Show me every situation where I have failed to speak or receive the truth and deal sincerely with others. Lead my steps and continue to teach me about walking in truth and integrity. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.